Welcome to the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I am Nate Schreiber, and as always, with my co-host, Alex Pollinger.
All right, we've got our Week 7 preview for you guys. The Bills at the Indianapolis Colts this week. The Colts are 1-5. I will own this. I picked the Colts to win the AFC South. I was wrong about that one, and I'm not entirely sure it's all, you know, that the Colts are terrible. They are really banged up. I'm not sure how many guys they have on IR, but they do have 12 guys listed on the injury report this week.
Yeah, and that's a lot for an NFL team. And the Bills have been relatively healthy this year, which has, I mean, it certainly helps when you're healthy, but when the offense is playing as poorly as they are, being healthy doesn't matter as much. But that's one of the things that McDermott has always preached to his team is he likes guys that are available. And this year, most of his guys, for the most part, I mean, Josh Allen was the first real major injury the Bills have had all season.
Yeah, they've been fortunate so far to not be, you know, really banged up like some of these teams. They've had no one on the injury report for, you know, the final report of last week's game. Obviously, that changes with Allen this week, but, you know, you have to, you know, be glad that they haven't been bitten too badly by the injury bug. As long as Peterman's not starting at quarterback, it doesn't quite matter, I don't think. I think Anderson will be fine. So, with that, we'll get right into the preview for you guys. Nate, the current line is Colts -7.5. Is that right?
I mean, I cannot see. I just don't see it. I really don't see it. The Colts have been pretty bad this year. And I guess I can see where they're coming from, I guess, in the sense that the Bills' offense is really hasn't shown anything. But at the same time, it's a new quarterback. It's hard to say what Derek Anderson's necessarily going to bring. But I guess they're of the opinion that he is at least as bad as Josh Allen. I mean, I can't see. If Josh Allen was playing, I don't think this line would be much different than it is now.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, the Colts have been awful all year. They're 1-5. What makes Vegas think that they're going to win a game, let alone by over a touchdown? It makes no sense to me. But, you know, they say a lot of times when it doesn't look right on the line, Vegas probably knows something we don't. I don't know. I don't think the Colts should be more than a touchdown favorite against the Bills. I don't care if they're at home. They're so banged up. I mean, who's Luck going to throw the ball to? Eric Ebron? Chester Rogers? And that's about it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and if we're looking at on a per-play basis, yes, the Bills are the worst offense in the NFL by a significant amount, like a very significant amount. They're like over half a yard worse than the next worst team. But at the same time, the Colts are 27th in the NFL in yards per play. And on the defensive side of the ball, the Bills are the third best team in the league yards per play. I just don't see. I mean, it's two bad offenses, but it's one great defense and one average defense. So I just don't see how that 7.5 line matches up to me. I mean, yes, maybe they're at home, they get a few points for that, but I still would have thought that line would be maybe 3 or 4 points just because the Colts have a home game. I really don't understand a 1.5 touchdown. Because Andrew Luck, yes, he's Andrew Luck, but he doesn't have much around him.
Yeah, I think that cuts straight to the point there, Nate. A fun game a friend of mine had me play before the season started when people had the Bills ranked worse than the Colts on defenses. Try to name more than 2 Colts starters on defense.
I mean, Darius Leonard. And after that, I honestly couldn't tell you the truth.
Yeah, I can name Darius Leonard and Malik Hooker, and that's it. And I'm a guy that pays a lot of attention to the NFL. And, I mean, the Colts' defense is bad. That's pretty much all there is to say about it. So, Nate, we'll move right along through the preview here. Give me one thing that the Bills need to do well to have a chance to win against the Colts.
The Bills have to be able to throw the football. They have to do something in the passing game. They have had no passing game all season long. None. And Derek Anderson has to do something to improve this passing game. and they have to score in improving the passing game. They have to be able to score at least 20 points, and that gives them a really good chance to win this game.
Yeah, I agree, Nate. One of my three, that wasn't my first one, but I have that they have to make some splash plays in the passing game, and I think they're a bit more capable of that with Derek Anderson under center. He's probably the best passer the Bills have thrown out there at quarterback this week, just in terms of being an NFL passer. I'd look for a big play from Zay Jones, maybe Kelvin Benjamin, and LeSean McCoy in the passing game. And it's about time, because that's how this offense is going to score points. It's not going to be by sustaining drives. So I think that they need to come up with a few big plays in this game on offense to kind of spark some point totals on the offensive side of the ball. So give me your second key to the game for the Bills.
My second key to the game is they have to get pressure on Andrew Luck. That's one thing. So this year, Andrew Luck has only been sacked 10 times in 6 games. And the Bills have to be able to get more pressure on him than he's seen so far this season. I think if the Bills can, obviously they're probably not going to sack him 7 times like they did Deshaun Watson, but if they can sack him, you know, 3 or 4 times and get pressure on him all game, if Jerry Hughes can get something like 10 pressures, I just don't see the Colts offense being able to do enough in this game if the Bills are able to pressure Luck like that.
Yeah, that's actually kind of insane that he's only been sacked 10 times, I think you said, and he's on pace for a record number of pass attempts. I don't know what the Colts are doing on offense. I haven't watched much of them. I'd guess that they're just getting the ball out quick, because that offensive line isn't very good. And last time I checked, they had a few players out on it as well. So I agree, Nate. My first key to the game is to not only get pressure, but make Luck hold the ball. So, you know, those zone coverage schemes, they need to make sure that they aren't just giving up 5 or 6 yard quick completions to Andrew Luck to allow the pressure to get home and, you know, force some turnovers, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills the last few weeks have really turned up their turnover, the amount of turnovers they've forced, and they've kind of looked like the defense that we saw for much of last year, where they won games for the team by forcing turnovers, and I think that is something that we would hope and expect to continue on Sunday.
All right, Nate, give me your third and final key to the game for the Bills.
So T.Y. Hilton is a full participant in practice after missing like the last, what, 3 games with a chest injury, and he's looking like he's going to play on Sunday. So my key to the game is for Tre'Davious White to shut down T.Y. Hilton. If Luck cannot throw the ball to Hilton, like you mentioned earlier in the pod, who else is he going to throw to? I mean, Eric Ebron has, I think, 6 touchdowns this year and is his probably next favorite target. But every game Hilton's played this year, I think he's been targeted at least 10 times. Luck really likes to throw to him. And I will be curious to see how often he throws at him with Tre'Davious White shadowing around the field. Because White has only been thrown at 20 times this season in 6 games. 20 times.
Wow.
And he's allowed 11 catches out of those 20 times he's been thrown at. But he's only been thrown at 20 times. That's crazy to think about. So I'm very curious to see if Hilton sees 10 targets, he needs to not be able to catch that many of them.
Yeah, I think those are good points, Nate. T.Y. Hilton's basically their only major weapon on offense if he plays, and he was a full practice yesterday. He was limited today again with that hamstring, so we'll see if he's able to play. My third and final key to the game comes on the Bills' offensive side of the ball, and that's to be able to run the ball well. They haven't ran the ball well the last couple weeks. The yards per carry hasn't been great. It was okay against Tennessee, but I'd like to see some more efficiency in the Bills' run game. I'd like to see LeSean McCoy's, you know, yards per carry average get up towards, you know, 5 instead of 3, 3.5. And that is on the offensive line to get a push against this horrible Colts defense, to get LeSean McCoy into space and let him do what he does best.
Yeah, and that's something that we expect to keep seeing from the Bills. Is your best player on offense is LeSean McCoy, and you want to give as many touches as possible. And while I think they will throw the ball more on Sunday with Derek Anderson, I think that the offensive coaching staff is going to feel more comfortable letting him throw the ball, given his history in the NFL and the fact that he started quite a few games, and he's thrown for like 250 yards about per game in the games that he started. So if the Bills get 250 yards out of him on Sunday, plus LeSean McCoy gets 100 all-purpose yards, I can't see a world where the Bills lose when that happens.
Yeah, and that would be great to see Anderson, you know, kind of get turned loose. And maybe we'll finally see a defense have to pull one of the safeties out of the box and play two deep safeties. Because I don't know if we've seen that more than a handful of plays in six games. Just no one's afraid of the Bills' passing attack. And so there's always an extra safety down in the box. So if they can throw the ball, that'll certainly open up the run game. So, Nate, let's move into the under-the-radar X-Factor section of the preview. Who's your Bills under-the-radar X-Factor?
Mine is Cam Phillips. I think that he's going to replace most of Robert Foster's snaps that Foster was getting when I think he's going to be dressed on Sunday. And I think that the Bills are going to try to find him the football. I don't think you activate a guy like that and bring him into the 53 without trying to find him the football. And Robert Foster has not brought a lot to the table in the first six games. And I'm hopeful that Cam Phillips is able to bring something, because right now the only, in my opinion, reliable guy in terms of at least getting open is Zay Jones. And they need someone else to step up at wideout and give Derek Anderson another target to throw to.
Yeah, and we talked earlier in the week about how Anderson did play in Carolina with Benjamin for an extended period of time. So I'd look for Benjamin to also get some looks, and I think Cam Phillips is a good bet to see a few targets, kind of unexpectedly to most people. My Bills under the radar X factor is Tremaine Edmonds, and it relates to one of my keys to the game of making Luck hold the ball. And that comes down to Edmonds not getting manipulated by Luck's eyes and, having the middle of the field open up so those Colts receivers can run after the catch. Because we're not going to see very deep, averaged up the target from Luck. We haven't all year. And the key is really going to be the linebackers in the middle of the field, especially Edmonds, to stay in their assignments and not get looked away from where Luck actually wants to go with the ball.
Yeah, and I think Edmonds and Milano, I think the entire linebacking core has steadily improved as the season has gone on in doing that. Earlier in the year, the Bills had multiple games where they gave up. They struggled against multiple running backs in the opposing teams, and I think the linebackers have done a much better job in recent weeks of holding the running backs and tight ends in check.
Yeah, so Nate, who's your Colts under-the-radar X-Factor in this game?
So for me, it was really came down to the two of the Colts running backs, Marlon Mack and Nyheim Hines. Mack has really been their guy they've pounded the ball with, and he is basically running the ball every time he's on the field. I think he's only had a few catches all year. I don't have every game stat in front of me, but and then Hines is averaging six catches the last three games. So I think it's going to be Hines. I think the Colts are going to Luck likes to throw the ball. He has the most targets in the league, right? I'm going to go with Nyheim Hines as my under-the-radar Colts X-Factor. I think, as you said, with Edmonds, if the Bills linebackers can prevent him from getting into open space and getting a ton of touches, that is going to go a long way to shutting down the Colts offense.
Yeah, for me, it's going to be Eric Ebron. That's been the only guy that can really score as a receiver for the Colts. And Eric Ebron is not a good tight end, but, he drops the ball a lot. But he's been all right this year. And, he's a big, I wouldn't necessarily say athletic compared to other tight ends in the league, but he is a bit of a matchup problem for the Bills. I'm not sure who they're going to, try to stick with him if they do go man. But he could be a problem over the middle of the field in those zone coverages if he's able to sneak behind the linebackers, because he is a big guy, a big target. And, if the Colts do get into red zone territory, that's going to be the guy they're looking for. So if the Bills can kind of neutralize him and just force Luck to dump it off to the running backs and Chester Rogers and other smaller receivers, the Bills linebackers and DBs will take care of that with tackling.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing to note, the Bills have really only faced two good tight ends this season, two of the better tight ends in the league, and that's Kyle Rudolph and Jimmy Graham, and both of them scored touchdowns against the Bills. So we'll see if the Bills can keep Eric Ebron off the scoreboard on Sunday.
All right, Nate, time for our favorite segment of the podcast, over-under rapid-fire questions that we go through with some prop bets, that, both from Vegas and just ones that we come up with over the course of the week in prep for the Bills game. So, Nate, I'll take the odd ones here. You take the even, and let's roll right through them. First one, over-under, 43 total points scored.
I'm going to go with under. We've seen the Bills last few weeks. Neither team scores a lot of points. Well, they averaged like 26 points the last two games total. So I'm going to say under for that one.
All right. So based on my score prediction I have on the sheet here, I'm going to go with a push. I think they're going to score 43 exactly.
That'll be, if that comes true, that'll be one of our few predictions that I have this year. So we will have to be watching that. Our next one here, over under 0.5 Derek Anderson interceptions thrown.
I'm going to go one, and I'm going to say it's not his fault. It'll be a tip pass or something that a receiver should have caught.
I'm going to go with one as well. He's averaged about one interception per game he started in his NFL career, and I think he's going to stick right with that on Sunday.
All right, so over under 2.5 turnovers forced by the Bills defense.
The Bills defense has been a turnover machine the last few weeks, and Andrew Luck throws the ball like 60 times a game, and I think he's thrown, what has he thrown? I was actually just looking at this. He's thrown 8 interceptions already this season. I see him throwing a couple, fumble somewhere. I'm going to go with over.
I'm going to go with under. I think they'll get 2. I think the Colts are really going to put an emphasis on not putting the ball on the turf and just getting the ball out of Luck's hand quick to just short routes where receivers are open.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I will be interested to see if they can keep forcing as many fumbles as they have. That's been something they've done a really good job of the last few weeks. Let's see what the next one. Over under 249.5 passing yards for Andrew Luck.
Luck has, you know, led the league in pass attempts, and they've been trailing in a lot of those games. I'm going to go under here. I just don't think he's going to see the volume this week. The Bills are going to try to keep that offense off the field, and I don't know. I just don't see the efficiency there this week. I think he's under.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. The Bills have allowed less than 220 passing yards per game this season, and I think they're going to be right around that 220. Luck will be right around that 220 mark on Sunday.
All right, so let's stick with the passing yards props. We'll go over under 199.5 yards passing for Derek Anderson.
I am going to go with over here. I think they're going to throw enough to get him over 200 yards. I think he'll be right in the same range as Luck, about 220, 225 yards. And that will be the first Bills quarterback this year to break 200 yards passing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think you're right there. And I'm going to take over, not by a ton, like you said, probably in that 210 to 220 range, but I think Bills fans are going to get a welcome relief in the passing game this week.
Yeah, I mean, that we can only hope. It can't get much worse than it has been this season. So our next one here, over under the longest touchdown of 19.5 yards.
I'm going to go over. I think that both teams are going to get one from a bit farther out, especially if T.Y. Hilton plays. I think he'll burn the Bills' defense once. And, you know what? I'll say LeSean McCoy gets one over 19.5 yards as well. How about you, Nate?
I'm going to go with over here as well. I think that, like you said, the big play potential for the Colts, especially if T.Y. Hilton is in the game, is certainly there. And I think the Derek Anderson, Calvin Benjamin is going to come together on some sort of a longer play where he throws the ball up and just lets Calvin go get it, which is what he's good at and what Josh Allen has kind of refused to do so far this season.
All right, so moving right along here, will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown in this game?
I'm going to go with yes. I think that one of the quarterbacks is going to throw a pick six. I don't know which one. I think they're both going to throw at least one interception, and one of those is going to be a pick six.
Yeah, I'm in agreement here, Nate. I've said yes almost every week waiting for one. I think the Bills defense finally gets one this week.
So next one, over under 3.5 sacks surrendered for the Bills offensive line.
I am going to go under because, well, you know what? The Colts are actually near the top of the league in sacks on defense, but I still don't think they do. I think Daboll's going to have a good game plan to get the ball out quick and run the ball. Say they get less than 3.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna say less than 3.5 too. I think with a veteran quarterback in there, he's gonna have a better clock in his head, and he's gonna understand he needs to get the ball out quick. And that's one thing I think that Cam Phillips is going to help with more, is he's not as much of a deep threat as Robert Foster is. I think they're gonna be able to use him more in the short passing game, and that's gonna, between him and Zay Jones, I think it's gonna give Derek Anderson two guys to throw to where he can get the ball out in 1-2 seconds and not have to worry about getting sacked too much.
All right, so over under 3.5 sacks for the Bills defense in this game.
I am going to go with over. The Bills have averaged just over 3 sacks a game so far this season, and last week they got 7. And I think that Jerry Hughes and company are going to go off again and get in the range of like 5 sacks on Sunday.
I am going to go under. I think, again, it's going to be a game plan issue here. I think the Colts are just going to try to get the ball out quick and avoid that Bills pass rush as much as possible.
So, over under 0.5 touchdowns for Shady McCoy.
All right, I think it was week 5 or 6 last year when he finally got into the end zone. He did it twice against Tampa Bay. I think he gets 2 in this game. How about that?
2 touchdowns for Shady McCoy. I think he's going to score 1, and I think it's going to be on a pass. So I will go over with that as well. I do think he's going to get one, and I think he's going to do a lot of damage in the pass game and the pass offense on Sunday.
All right, Nate, I'm going to throw you a bit of a change up from the sheet here. Over under Bills 2.5 offensive touchdowns scored.
I'm going to say under. I think they're going to score 2 touchdowns. I think they will score twice, but I don't think they're going to get that third touchdown. But if they do get that third touchdown, I will say if the Bills score 3 offensive touchdowns, they will not lose that game.
Yeah, so I'm going to go under just so the math works out with my prediction here with the score. Yes, they get a defensive touchdown. They get 2 offensive touchdowns for me.
And our last over-under here, the over-under of the largest lead being 10.5 points.
I'm going to go under. I can't see either offense really separating themselves from the other team, unless there's like a pick six thrown early or something after a score. I don't see it happening in this game.
Yeah, I will completely agree with that. I think the largest lead is, if there's a lead of 10 of more than 10 net points, it's going to be something like 17-6, or it's going to be exactly 11. I don't think there's going to ever be a point where a team is up by 2 touchdowns. I still am going to go with under though for this one.
All right. So Nate, anything else you'd like to add before we give our final score prediction for this week?
This will be, for me, I'm pretty sure, the first time all season that I'm predicting the Bills to win a football game. So with that being said, I think the final score on Sunday is going to be Buffalo 20, Indianapolis 16.
All right, we're right on the same track here, Nate. I've got Buffalo 27-16 with a late pick six.
So I think this is definitely the first time all year we're both picking the Bills to win a football game. And I will say this is probably the most confident as a Bills fan I've been going into a game. I mean, the Colts are struggling very hard. They have to game plan for a quarterback that has pretty much zero tape on him. I think he started a couple of games since 2007. And if you want to see a lot of tape on him, you're going to have to go back 11 years when the NFL was a whole different animal than it is right now. I think that's going to give the Bills offense a slight advantage on Sunday, and it's what's going to really propel them to victory.
All right. So I think that brings us to an end of our Week 7 Bills breakdown preview of the Bills and Colts. I am your co-host, Alex Pollinger.
And I am Nate Schreiber.
Subscribe, download, give us 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts so others can find it and give it a listen. do us a favor and share the podcast with one friend this week so we can continue growing. You can follow us along on Twitter at Bills_breakdown. We'll be live tweeting that game. And also, you can check us out on Facebook at Bills Breakdown. Send us any questions, comments, topics, whatever you want. BillsBreakdownPodcast@gmail.com. We got a question from a listener just yesterday, so we'll ask that question and answer it in the next pod. So if you'd also like to get in on that, send it our way. So thank you for listening.